Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
In today's top story, the Metrodelphia Harbor has been visited by a spectral schooner, a phantom flight, a ghostly galleon from beyond the grave.
Reports of this ghost ship were at first believed to be a mirage caused by dock workers staring into the thick fog which has blanketed the harbor. However, when no meteorological reason for the presence of such a fog could be found, Metrodelphia city officials turned to an explanation from our resident expert on all things mystical, Magicala, the maximum medium.
The emanations of spectral energies are unmistakable if you know what to look for. Note how those who have experienced the fog firsthand report a chill, which has nothing to do with the cold. Note how a low moan, like air over a beer bottle, is easily detected, even though the air is completely still. Especially, one can tell, this must be a result of ghosts when viewed from the satellite images. Clear patches in the middle of the fog briefly appear at regular intervals. When viewed from above, those patches undeniably spell out the word boo.
With such irrefutable scientific evidence, the question becomes, what do these eerie visitors to our shores want? While investigations are still ongoing, a clue has possibly turned up.
The voice you are about to hear is that of Jacob Jingleheimer, a dock worker who was among the first individuals to spot the outline of the phantom vessel.
I was one of the first to spot the outline of that phantom vessel. Many a long year has passed since I've been to sea, but I knew the old tales. One listened with me good ear, and I could hear the creaking of a ship where no living man has set foot since time unknown. Such dread omens are a thing all sailors fear to the very bones. I called out to them, just like my pappy taught me to do, and his pappy before him, too. What do you want, ye cursed dwellers of purgatory? Why do you come here to shore ye may never set foot upon? Well, no sooner had the words left my mouth than a figure soared down and out from the sky. I felt its feathers brush against me, cold as a dead man's nose. It was an albatross. As sure as I stand here, but black as pitch, with fire in his eyes. It let out a cry that could have waked the dead, were they not already up and about, and keel-hauled me a dozen times over if a scrap of paper didn't fall from his beak. When the fiend flew away again, I lifted that paper in my trembling hands. And here it be!
In the face of eyewitness testimony of this caliber, from a man who once reported almost catching a fish with 16 eyes, the paper was examined. Written on the paper was a phrase which was found to be in Dutch. Translators have identified that the phrase scribbled on the note can be read as, "We await the coming of our namesake."
While supernatural occurrences are by no means a specialty of mine, I have done some preliminary research on the topic. The most famous ghost ship in history is, of course, the legendary Flying Dutchman. This, combined with a recent visit to Danger Squad Alpha by a contingent of heroes from the Netherlands, leads me to believe...
We interrupt this analysis...
Of course.
...for breaking news from our roving star reporter, Sally Simpson.
Hi, Kelly. I'm standing here outside the Metrodelphia branch office of Prime Bank and Trust, formerly known as the Second National Bank until an incident from a few years ago. A daring armed robbery has just taken place.
Oh, my. Sally, was anyone hurt?
I'm afraid so, Dirk. The ambulance is on its way to help the security guard who was viciously shot in the pinky finger.
Well, we can be glad the trauma wasn't worse.
Normally, I would agree with you, Kelly, but I'm told by a doctor who happened to be at the scene the likelihood of his survival is only 6%.
6% chance of survival after being shot in the pinky?
The security guard was only 3 days away from retirement.
Oh, listeners, we will keep you notified regarding where to send the funeral flowers.
Indeed. But, Kelly, the situation has evolved since the robbery itself. The alleged perpetrator exited the bank and ran directly into a police force responding to silent alarms. The criminal has tentatively been identified as Violencia.
Violencia? Do you mean the D-level supervillainess who has, to date, never successfully carried out one of her poorly planned criminal escapades?
I wouldn't say it like that, Dirk.
Really? Why not?
Largely because she's standing right next to me, holding me hostage.
Way to bury the lead.
You heard it here first, listeners. Sally Simpson has, once again, been kidnapped. Sally, did you know this was your 500th kidnapping since you came to work for KGDY?
Oh, my. Does that mean...
Yes, Sally. We'll have a celebration cake waiting for you when you get back to the station.
Assuming you survive.
Assuming you survive, yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dirk, Kelly, my abductor would like to say something. Violencia, how does it feel to be the perpetrator of my quincentennial kidnapping?
I don't know what that means, but I got me some demands.
Of course you do.
And if I don't get them, I'm gonna do something violent to you.
Such as?
Well, you know, like violent. I mean, my name is Violencia, so I'm known for committing acts of, well, violence.
I see. But specifically...
I don't know. Maybe I'll shoot you in the pinky finger?
The pinky finger?
Yeah. It's my signature move. Nobody wants to mess with Violencia. She might shoot you in the pinky finger.
You fiend!
That's right. Anyway, all these cops need to clear out of here. And I want a helicopter to take me to Puerto Rico, where I can't be prosecuted.
I think you mean Mexico. Puerto Rico is part of the U.S.
No tricks, lady. I said I want a helicopter to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And a steak dinner for the way. But first things first. Let's get all the cops out of the... Hey, where did they go? Do you mean that actually worked?
Listeners, it's true. The police seem to have left the area entirely. One wonders if they are simply meeting Violencia's demands or if they are following protocol and pulling back to allow a superhero to come and save the day.
Wait, what?
That's right, Sally. They've cleared the way for me.
What are you doing here?
I'm fighting crime. What are you doing here?
Oh... That's interesting. Listeners, on this my 500th abduction, it appears that my rescuer will not be Metrodelphia's greatest hero, Captain Goody. Instead, some of the city's lesser heroes have come to assist.
Hey!
It appears that my rescuers today are Dr. Xenon and Citizen Spectaculo.
Oh, for pity's sake. I'm Citizen Xenon, and she's Dr. Spectaculo.
Like you could ever get a doctorate.
Oh, really? You're going to bring that up now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you actually listening to me? I'm not used to that.
Maybe you could listen to me when I tell you.
Oh, don't even pretend you never got a fair chance to have your say.
Have my say? You barely ever let me finish a sentence.
Oh, you finish things now? When did that start? How's that master thesis coming 6 years later?
Okay. This is weird, right? I mean, you've done this more than me, but this feels weird.
Hang on for a second. Dirk and Kelly, Citizen Xenon and Dr. Spectaculo, would you share some information about these two with our listeners, please?
Of course, Sally. Dr. Spectaculo is believed to have no superheroic abilities whatsoever, but her brilliant technical mind has created her signature disorientation beam, which she uses to confuse and disable her opponents.
Citizen Xenon, on the other hand, can transform other materials into the noble gas Xenon. Since Xenon is generally non-reactive, he is able to neutralize bombs, or similar explosives such as the gunpowder used in most firearms. He combines this with considerable martial arts experience so as to keep our streets safe.
Thank you. And did they used to date, by any chance?
Sally, we're a news station, not a gossip column. I certainly don't have that information about...
Huge breakup about 2 months ago. They were apparently engaged for a few months, and when she took off the ring and made to throw it at him, he turned it into xenon gas.
Ouch! Well, Violencia and all our listeners, I think we can safely say that, yes, this is indeed weird.
Look, there's no need for both of us to be here. Either one of us can handle this takedown, and we clearly shouldn't try to do it together. You can have this one. I'll just be on my way.
Well, don't make it sound like you're doing me a favor here. I don't need a hostage rescue to boost my ego.
Okay, I'm getting a little tired of the way you keep telling me I need to listen to you, and yet when I say something, you manage to hear things I don't say.
So, while these two are arguing, let's just sneak away down this back alley and...
Oh, no, you don't.
Listeners, I believe I have just witnessed Dr. Spectacular's disorientation beam in action. Violencia, you've just been struck by the beam full in the face. Would you care to share your reaction with our listeners?
I'm just gonna go sit down now.
Oh!
Sally, are you all right?
I'm unhurt, Dirk. Violencia simply pulled me down with her when she stumbled to a sitting position.
That shot was a little close to the bystander, don't you think? You almost hit the hostage.
You mean like you almost have a master's degree?
No, I was thinking more like the way spectaculo is almost a real word.
Oh, let's just get this over with.
Stay back! One more step and I shoot the reporter!
Well, listeners, it sounds like Sally's 500th abduction hasn't ended yet.
We'll be back with more updates on her potentially perilous situation right after a word from our sponsors.
Dirk, can you break a 10? I need to put some cash in for the cake.
Tell you what, I'll spot you for this one. If you place the order, they don't like me at the bakery.
Well, you did say you were going to do an expose on their use of secret ingredients.
Cardamom is not a secret. What? What do you mean we haven't cut away yet?
Hey, do you want marble or double chocolate?
Kelly!
Hi, folks. In 2008, Sorticure, a division of Corpomart Industries, released supplements under the names Gamma Globs and Gamma Glob Gummies. These supplements claim to be able to give their users superhuman abilities by exposing individuals to a wavelength of gamma radiation designed to unleash latent powers. Later testing revealed that these supplements did not contain any gamma radiation at all. In fact, the burning sensation many customers reported as a sign the pills were working turned out to be nothing more than cinnamon oil and a touch of paprika. Hi, I'm Dale Scheister, attorney at law. If you or a loved one purchase these supplements, or their generic equivalent, GammaGen, you could be entitled to compensation. Call Scheister Law Offices at 1-888-NO-POWER. I promise to fight for your right to get what you paid for and force the big supplements companies to provide the gamma-powered energy you deserve. Call Scheister Law Offices today.
Scheister Law Offices are owned and operated by Corpomart Industries. This is a clear conflict of interest, and Corpomart Industries have never lost a court case brought by Scheister Law Offices. For information on how you can participate in a class action lawsuit against Scheister Law Offices for gross incompetence, please contact Andy Scheister at Scheister Legal Services, LLC, also owned by Corpomart Industries.
Bruh! Are you ready for the big game today?
I don't know, dude. Let's check off the old Listerino. Chips?
Got him, bruh. Party platter from the sandwich shop?
You know it, dude. 16 feet of cold-cut goodness. Potato salad?
Chop, bruh. You got the plates and cups?
Ready and waiting, dude. So that just leaves the brewskis.
Bruh! Dude! The party's gonna start any minute, bro. What do we do? Somebody save us!
You boys look like you could use a hand.
It looks like you might have forgotten something.
Princess Pilsner!
And Lagerlass!
We're saved!
Now, don't get ahead of yourselves. With our porter powers, we can have that fridge filled to bursting.
But remember, our powers only work if you make a worthy choice.
Dude, we've got to choose the perfect brand.
Something smooth and refreshing.
Something with a taste that won't leave you wanting more.
Something with seasonal varieties so the beer and the occasion never clash.
We need a beer that parties as hard as we do.
I got it, bruh.
I got it, dude.
Gustav Growlersons.
What do you think, Princess Pilsner?
I think you know what I'm thinking, Lagerlass.
You have chosen wisely.
Dude, the party! party is saved!
I know it, bruh! You're our heroes, ladies! How can we ever thank you?
I think you know the answer, boys.
Pass the Gustav Growlersons.
Gustav Growlersons, please drink responsibly.
Or we'll magically skunk all your beer for the rest of your life.
And now over to Sam Sterling with more news about the ghost ship off of Metrodelphia's harbor. Sam, any new updates to report?
Not really, Kelly. It's still shrouded in fog and we can't really see much. Maybe we should cut back over to Sally Simpson, make sure she's all right.
We absolutely will, Sam.
Oh, good.
But first...
Oh, boy.
Over to Chopper Bud with our Eye in the Sky traffic.
Thanks, Dirk. The ghostly fog over the harbor district has traffic more or less ground to a halt. Visibility in that area is near zero, and police are directing traffic to a detour which will take you past Kirby Plaza. There was also an earlier incident on the corner of 4th Avenue and Electric Avenue, which is causing something of a gaper delay. Commander Candlelight and his sidekick, Quickman, were called in when two zoo trucks collided, releasing two separate groups of lions into the downtown streets. Things were going smoothly enough, but suddenly, Quickman darted across the square and was injured when his foot caught in one of the drainage grates. He was barely rescued from the lions, which pounced on him in time to prevent serious injury.
So glad he's all right, but I'm not sure I understand. Why did Wickman cross the road?
To get to the other pride. Back to you, Kelly.
All right. Now, over to the Countess of Clouds with today's weather. Any chance you can clear that ghostly fog away from Metrodelphia Harbor with your weather powers, Countess?
And lo, there is not. Even now, I strain to contain that phantom fog from spreading to every corner and alleyway of the city. I can promise only this. Until this mystical mist is dispelled, I shall keep it from spreading like unto a contagion. But once this spell is lifted, I shall release the winds which keep the fog in check. Then shall dampness become humidity, and until the weekend we can expect the weather to be muggy. Hair shall frizz, and sweat shall not evaporate from the skin. Bring a personal fan to work with you. So let it be!
And now, over to Heidi Bravado with Sports Summary. Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, Dirk.
Any further word from the construction crews on the status of Corpomart Fields?
Sadly, no, Dirk. The home stadium of the Metrodelphia Comets is still under construction after last week's incident when it was struck by a comet. Just a small one, mind you. And now, the team is at an away game this week against the Beachtown Cephalopods. I called and asked if there was any chance the repairs would be complete for next week's home game.
What was the response?
Mostly mocking laughter.
I see. Well, we haven't heard from you in a little while, Heidi. I understand there's an international exhibition team here in Metrodelphia you wanted to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. We have some guests here from across the pond. The Cricket League of London is here for several exhibition games.
Cricket?
Cricket! I know it's not a particularly popular sport here in the USA, but the same could be said for soccer not all that long ago. This could be a chance for Metrodelphia to forge ahead into an exciting new franchise.
I suppose. Honestly, I don't know much about cricket.
Oh, I've got you covered there, Dirk. With me is one of the top players of the London League, Nigel Wicketsticker. Nigel, for an American audience which isn't terribly familiar with the game, how would you describe cricket?
Well, it's quite simple, really. You'll take the American game of baseball and you make some simple tweaks, right? For one thing, the bat is sort of squarish and the ball is hard enough to crack a walnut. And instead of the pitcher, you've got a bowler. And you've got two batsmen, one who's going to hit the ball and one who's not. That's the striker and the non-striker.
All right.
So then, you set up the wickets, right, which are sort of like big piles of Lincoln logs on either side of the court. And the bowler tries to hit the wicket, but if the striker hits the ball, then the striker and the non-striker run to the other wickets on the field, unless the fielders catch the ball, in which case he's out.
Which he do you...
Or if the non-striker is outside the crease, the bowler can knock down his wicket, or if the fielders don't catch the ball, they can get it to the wicket keeper.
Who keeps the wickets?
Who breaks the wickets.
Right.
Now, after 6 bowls, they switch sides so that the non-striker is now the striker. Well, sometimes. And then they keep on going until all 11 players, because the 12th man isn't really there unless someone is hurt, have been bowled. And once both teams do that, you have a match.
And there you have it, Dirk. Sounds like a jolly old time, as the Brits would say.
I've never said something like that in my life.
Back to you, Dirk.
And now we turn back to Sally Simpson, who, when we last heard from her, had a pistol pointed at her by Violencia, and 2 B-list superheroes attempting a rescue. Sally, any further news to report?
Hi, Kelly. As you know, I've been the victim of an abduction on 499 previous occasions. This has been an unexpected experience.
Would you like me to turn the gunpowder to Xenon? I can disable her gun for you.
I can handle this.
I never said you couldn't. I just thought I might be able to make this easier for you.
Well, maybe some of us don't always need everything to be easy.
And maybe there's nothing wrong with doing something the easy way if it gets results. You're such a snob about superpowers.
Snob?
I didn't happen to build all my abilities in my backyard out of scraps from an old gaming system, and you act like I don't deserve to have them.
So these 2 have been at it for a while. I'm not sure they still remember I'm here.
And what of your abductor, Violencia?
I'm not entirely sure, Kelly, but I believe the effects of the disorientation beam are still in place.
You tell that rabbit I want a helicopter to Puerto Vallarta. Ooh, the squirrels are playing trumpets.
You know, if you'd let me help, we'd be done by now, and he wouldn't be on his way here.
If he would just shut up and let me work, I'd already be done.
Listeners, Captain Goody has arrived. On this, my 500th abduction, my boyfriend has finally decided to show up.
Okay, everybody stop. Captain Goody, I realize Sally Simpson is your girlfriend, but this is my rescue. I have the situation under control.
Of course you do, Dr. Spectaculo. I'm familiar with your work, and I'm confident Sally is in good hands. I just swung by so that after the rescue I can fly Sally back to her radio station. I understand there's a celebration waiting for her.
You see? He trusts me.
This is not about trust. I already told you I knew you could handle this. All I did was offer to help.
You know, I could just try to rescue myself for once.
Oh, that's gratitude for you.
Be nice, everyone.
All right, Violencia, this has gone on long enough. Just hand me the gun and...
Get back, giant gerbil!
Ow!
Xenon!
Wait, I hit the water buffalo instead?
Oh.
Ow! My nose!
Didn't she hit you in the chin?
Is that what that's called? I'm a little discombobulated.
Are you all right?
I'm okay. She hit me in the pinky. That stings like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I can't believe this. You could have been killed.
I'm fine. I'm years away from retirement.
Are you sure?
I'm all right.
Look, I know I said some things, but... Okay, I need it on record that I never, never wanted you to get hurt.
I never once thought anything of the kind. Look, you and I might not be at our best when we're together, but I still care about you. You know that, right?
I think I did. Captain Goody, I need to get my good friend to a doctor. Will you please take over this rescue?
Sally, is that all right with you?
That would be splendid, Captain.
Get back. I still have my gun.
And now you don't.
Okay, I admit I don't have a contingency plan for that.
You know, Violencia, if you lie down on the ground and let the police come get you, I bet those giant carrots will stop tormenting you.
Boy, howdy! You got a deal!
Shall we, Sally?
Absolutely. I'm in the mood for a nice piece of cake. Tell me, Captain, did you know that Citizen Xenon and Dr. Spectacula would bury the hatchet if you didn't interfere?
My goody senses were tingling, Sally. But you know I would never have let anything happen to you, and I wouldn't have missed your 500th abduction for the world. Oh, here we are at KGDY Rooftop. I've got one other little errand to take care of, but then I'll be back. Save some cake for me.
Absolutely, Captain Goody. Dirk, Kelly, I'll see you in just a moment. But for now, back to you.
Thanks, Sally. And now, an update on the ghost ship outside of Metrodelphia Harbor from our own Dirk Hardthrottle.
Thanks, Kelly. I mentioned earlier there was a contingent of superheroes here from the Netherlands. My initial theory was that one of them would be a Flying Dutchman, thus providing the namesake the ghost ship was seeking. However, I've been in contact with Danger Squad International, and it appears that in the entire nation of the Netherlands, there is not one flying superhero. I'm therefore at a loss
to... We interrupt our very own Dirk Hardthrottle with some breaking news.
Of course.
Sorry, Dirk, but I think this might be important. A few moments ago, some tourists in straw hats appeared. They seem to have lost their way in the fog.
Hey now, feller. Could you help us out there? We had a map of the city, but it's gone all schnutched.
I'm sorry to hear that. This fog is pretty thick, so it's easy to get lost. There's a ghost ship out there called the Flying Dutchman, and they won't leave until their namesake appears.
Oh, is that it then? Well, I'll just go give them their over a railing I'm talking to. Hey, Takey, I gotta go help these fellers out. I tell you, this is the worst rum springer ever.
Goodness me. The young man has just flown out over the waves, and unless I miss my guess, it looks like he's leading the ghost ship offshore toward deeper water. The fog seems to be getting thinner by the second.
Sam, am I understanding what just happened correctly when I say we appear to have been saved by a flying Pennsylvania Dutchman?
It would appear so, Dirk.
Okay, then. Listeners, that's about all the time we have.
Don't worry, Dirk. You can bury your sorrows in cake. I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And I'm Dirk Hardthrottle. And remember,
if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight.
We'll talk to you soon, dear listeners.
You have been listening to KGDY Episode 10, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk and Bro were Rick Tennant. Kelly was Brianna Kuby. Sally Simpson was Jill Wenzel. Jacob Jingleheimer, Dale Scheister, and the Flying Pennsylvania Dutchman were Adam Gastengee. Magicala, the Maximum Medium, and Violencia were Dana Bonner Andreessen. Citizen Xenon and Nigel Wicketsticker were Aaron Manka-White. Dr. Spectaculo and Legal Disclaimer were Andy Gastengee. The Countess of Clouds and Princess Pilsner were Liz Music. Heidi Bravado and Lagerlass were Rebecca Scheimer. Dude and Chopper Bud were Andrew Dell. And Captain Goody and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. News Theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.